So I got the idea because from shows like Here Come the Habibs and also what's happened in the past couple of years with the Lebanese community and also the Middle Eastern community and the backlash that's currently being received, mainly it was seen from the response to the first episode of Here Come the Habibs. I felt that people weren't really understanding that what the stereotype that it wasn't necessarily what was who we're not being portrayed as we truly are.
يعني أنتوني حاولت إنك تكسر الصورة النمطية اللي موجودة حول الجالية اللبنانية في أستراليا.
Yeah, I wanted to help change that perspective.
شو أنتوني شو هي الرسالة اللي بتحب توجهها للشباب اللي مثلك اللي جايين يمكن من أصول مختلفة من ثقافات مختلفة وعم بيعيشوا بأستراليا؟
You don't have to follow the stereotypes of each culture. For example, with the Lebanese stereotype, when talking about me, I don't have to be a plumber or a tradesperson or as I show in the film, a kebab shopper, and I can be myself and be who I truly am and figure out my own identity and not have to adhere and follow these stereotypes that are set out by society.
وأنتني عشان نعطي فكرة شوي للمستمعين عن الفيلم، أنا حضرت الفيلم وكان فيه عدة أفكار إنه اللبناني أو العربي مش ضروري يكون بيع كباب ومش ضروري يكون إرهابي، في كمان أكثر من فكرة كانت.
That's what society expects us to be. They expect us to be either a terrorist or a kebab guy or someone who's violent, and that's what we mean by breaking them down. So by me failing at being those stereotypes and being myself, that's the whole idea of breaking down these stereotypes and saying that we don't know, we don't have to be what society expects us to be. We can be our own person, that we can be truly happy with what we're, with how we actually are. In high school, there was this boy who called me a terrorist, and I didn't like how he said it, so that was the idea of bringing the stereotype of the terrorism. And even this group of brothers who are called the Jalal, and they did a whole terrorism prank and a bombing, and I felt that they didn't really portrayed a very negative side of the Middle Eastern and Lebanese community.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say that we're not all like that. We're not like how people are portraying us to be. We're all different.
And Anthony, how can you be both, be Australian and Lebanese from a Lebanese background? How can you be both?
If you keep the culture and the morals and what you were brought up with from your parents and understand those ideals that your parents are trying to teach you, but then also find a balance between both your Lebanese heritage and also the Australian side. So because I was born in Australia, I struggled to find that balance in high school because I didn't really find a place for me to fit in. But over time, if you manage to find a balance between keeping your ideals and your morals and your values and everything you were taught and brought up with, and then also integrating that into what is currently happening with Australia in terms of what society, between making sure you fit in correctly, that is the best way.